Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go. Saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Come kiss me one more time.
97.9 is the Big 98.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new country. Call it
quiz. 97.9.
Big 98.
Let's go big, y'all.
615, baby.
It don't get much bigger.
Come on.
And the Big 98.
An iHeart Country station.
Guaranteed human.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Okay, we have a caller that bought something at a concert, and she's asking us if it's okay that she wears it at the concert. It's the age-old tale of, can you buy merch and wear it at the show? We'll talk about that in just a second. We have a massive show today. Glad everybody's here. Let's get started. Hope you had a good weekend.
Come on now.
Bobby Bones.
Silverado did I borrow money that I borrowed, and I can still remember you kissing my lips and backing me up against the fender. Silverado. the only ride. This heartbroken desperado.
Bobby Bone,
come on.
Okay, we got a voicemail from someone that was at a Cody Johnson concert. Go ahead.
Cody Johnson concert in Oklahoma City last night. It was amazing. But my question is, how cringy is it to buy a shirt or a sweatshirt and then put it on while you're at the concert? That's definitely what I did last night. And I, the whole time, was like, is this embarrassing? I don't know. Anyway, this is Kim from Oklahoma. Okay, bye.
0% cringy. One, you might be cold. Two, you just bought a shirt. You're excited. Do something. Also, who cares if anyone thinks something is cringy? You're worried too much about how other people feel. It does not matter. It is 0% cringy.
Yeah, get your wares out of that thing because you probably way overpaid for it. I know when I saw George Strait, I got this really expensive special George Strait denim jacket and I put it on with my outfit right away at the concert.
Amen.
And I'm like, if I paid this much for it, I'm wearing it.
Not only are you wearing this shirt and it is not cringy, other people are seeing you do it going, well, she doesn't think it's cringy and she's doing it, so I'm going to do it too. You're a leader. And also, it doesn't matter if it's cringy or not. Cringy is you letting how other people feel affect what you're doing and how you're living. So don't. Now, I don't believe it's weird. Amy doesn't believe it's weird, but Mr. Fashion does.
It's 100% cringy. You look like an absolute loser. Like, put it in a bag, put it in your backpack, whatever you got with you. Wear it the next day, but wearing it that night, you look like a loser. You put it on over the clothes you're wearing? Stupid.
It's kind of cool to wear the one that's got the city that you're in.
Yeah, wear it the next day.
No, at the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Why? Are you worried about people thinking about you?
No, it's cringy.
Right, right. But it's cringy.
To wear it.
Because you're worried about what people think about you.
No, because it looks dorky.
Okay, again, something that looks dorky is because you think other people think you look dorky.
No, I don't care what other people think. I'm just telling you what it is. It's
sounds
dorky.
Like you care, sounds like you care a lot like, about what other people
think. This is like
think.
The definition of caring what other people think.
It's exactly what I was saying a minute ago, where even if it is cringy, you're allowing that cringy to exist because that's you allowing those thoughts of other people judging you into your head to affect and bother you.
I'm just not going to a concert, buying a shirt, and putting it on. Not happening.
Because?
It's dorky.
What if you're really cold like she was, a sweatshirt?
Then she should have brought a sweatshirt with her.
But she didn't know the air conditioner was going to be...
Stop.
Or the arena has a professional hockey team that also plays there.
Keep the ice cold.
They keep the ice
Then
underneath.
Start moving around to the music.
Okay. To dance more instead of putting on the shirt.
Instead of putting on the shirt.
That's like a lot of work when you just put on the shirt that you're going to buy. Eddie, how'd you feel about that?
Oh, it's 0% cringy.
It's fine, right?
It's great.
Let's just pull the whole room. Amy, you're okay. Thumbs up.
Totally fine with it.
Eddie, thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Love it.
Thumbs up for me. Lunchbox.
Thumbs down.
Okay. Raymundo.
You know I'm all for it.
Thumbs up?
Yeah. Thumbs all the way up.
Scuba Steve?
Thumbs up at a later date. Not at that exact concert.
We're talking about the show, though.
I mean, I don't think I'd wear... I guess it's no different than if you wear a jersey to a basketball game with
totally
that team.
Different.
If you buy a jersey at the game...
I take it home and I wear it at another game.
Oh my gosh. Why?
Because it's got tags on it and I'm already wearing a jersey.
This.
But I'm already wearing a jersey. Why would I put another jersey on top of a jersey?
Oh, well, if you're wearing a jersey, yeah. But she's probably not wearing a sweatshirt with Cody Johnson on it, trying to put another one on.
Yeah, but again, I live in a world similar to what you said earlier. Who cares what anyone thinks? Do what you want. But for me, personally, I wouldn't wear it until later.
Because?
Because I'm at that show.
You think it's dorky?
It's dorky.
I don't think it's dorky. I'm like, I don't really know if that's the time for it. I feel like maybe at a later date.
Because?
Yeah. Because it's not the time to wear it.
Okay. Most of us think that it's fine. It doesn't matter even what we think. If you want to wear it, wear it. Who cares? I bet the show is awesome, though. Thank you for calling us. Voicemail at any time. 877-77-BOBBY.
Hey, get your bones on. It's the Bobby Bone Show.
Where the party's at. This is how we roll. We hanging around, singing down everything on the way.
friends. We love who we love and we wanna have fun. Yeah, we cuss on them Mondays and pray on them Sundays. Pass it around and we dream about one day. Cause this is how we roll.
Bones Show. Mom has a 4-month-old and she's not getting a lot of help at home, so she's reaching out to us to ask if this is normal. We'll talk about that. And then something happened where I feel like I might have been the jerk in the situation. We'll talk about that. Both those things coming up in just a second. And don't forget, you can watch all this and more on our YouTube channel at Bobby Bones Show on YouTube. If you're over there today, go over, hit subscribe. We'd love it.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Okay, when did the toilet paper aisle get so complicated? Let's be real. It doesn't get better than Angel Soft. Soft, strong, perfect. Keep it simple. Grab a pack of Angel Soft in the toilet paper aisle of your nearest retailer. Angel Soft. Soft and strong. Simple.
You know what always sticks with me? It's when someone does just a little more than they have to. Maybe it's someone who could have pointed you in the right direction, but instead they actually walk you over and help you find what you need. It doesn't have to be some huge gesture. Sometimes it's just that extra minute of effort that makes you feel like somebody actually cared. If you're hiring, great candidates can also go the extra step and tell you why they're interested in your job when it comes to ZipRecruiter, because that's where it happens. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/bones. And ZipRecruiter has a new feature that shows you the most interested qualified candidates first, so you meet the right people faster. Try ZipRecruiter and meet great candidates who will go the extra step for your job. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/bones. That's ZipRecruiter.com/bones. ZipRecruiter, meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Land a kiss on your playground girlfriend, a backflip off a bridge in a Cumberland Creek, land a Friday night lick on a quarterback, lose your summer job, learn how to land on your feet. Land of the free, hand on your heart, first time it breaks, yeah, you land in a bar, sipping long neck band-aids, you realize sometimes land ain't just at 5.5. You call home, that dirt road driveway you're pulling on. When you're flying high and your sky runs out, you gotta come down. Go find those arms to crash into. Learn to love what you've been through. When the rug gets pulled on your best made plans, is how you fall and where you land. Doesn't feel like he working much. Daddy told me that, now I tell it to my sons. Land a girl as good as your mama is. When you and her buy some dirt, boy, remember this. At 5.5 that you call home, that dirt road driveway you're pulling on. When you fly
5.5 that you call home. That dirt road driveway you're pulling on. When you're flying high and your sky runs out, yeah, you gotta calm down. Go fly.
Everything from concert tickets and artist experiences to trips and free money.
Just click the contest tab on our free iHeartRadio app to win with 97.9 The Big 98.
I ain't heard from you in 3 long days. You won't hear from me for 5. Oh, you gave your number to an L.A. blonde. Well, I gave the quarterback mine. And you don't like my short black dress. Well, it's going out tonight. And if it hits the floor, it won't be yours this time. Is it bitter going out?
Bobby Bones, our baby's about 4 weeks old. I'm really struggling to care for her, much less myself. My husband works a normal full-time work week, and I know he's tired when he gets home, but he seems to think taking the baby for a few minutes is more than he can do.
so that I can shower or have some time for myself. I've tried explaining that I'm exhausted, but he says he's been working all day and he's tired too. I don't think he's trying to be selfish. I just don't think he understands what this is like for me. I don't need him to do everything. I just need him to realize that I'm drowning and need a lifeline. How do I get him to understand the level of exhaustion and frustration I'm experiencing? Signed, first time mom. Okay, I don't think you're going to get him to understand. I think you're going to need him to help you, but I think getting him to understand is not something that he's going to be able to do because he's not going to be able to see it for himself. So I think wife to husband, more than mom to husband, you have to say, hey, I'm asking for you to give me this help. Even if you don't understand, understand that I wouldn't ask you if I didn't need it. Like, this has got to be an adult conversation more so than a conversation about a kid, because he's not going to understand. He's being selfish. You're not going to teach him because he can't see to learn it, but he has to help you. Like, Amy?
I mean, I feel like you're a good example of working all day and you still are able to come home and do things you need to do that are just dad things. It's what's expected of you as a parent.
Like, I don't understand. I can't, because I'm not there.
You're not
all
there.
Day, but I can understand that what she says is the truth. And I can understand how exhausting it must be to have 100% focus and attention at all the time. I can understand that part.
But could you imagine if you came home from work and then you're like, here, let me hold the baby for a few minutes, okay? Because go shower. And then when you come back, like, you're like, okay, I'm tired. Here, take the baby. Could you imagine?
I can imagine a black eye. And I can imagine my head being put in the toilet. I can imagine a lot of things if that were the case.
I know.
I just think adult to adult, husband to wife, marriage, there are times where you just go, I just need you on this, even mm-hmm. if you don't understand.
Right.
And he has to give you that. If not, there's a much bigger issue here.
Do you think that this is more common amongst men that are working and women that are at home? Is this a common situation?
I would assume yes, because I think even a little bit, I go home and I'm there, bath time, bedtime. We definitely have our roles in what we do. And sometimes she'll be like, hey, can you cover for me? And I'm like, wait, no, I was going to go do this because I don't normally, even then I got to check out of it and be like, whoa. Like, I've never said no to my wife asking me to do something that I don't normally do. But I do have those feelings of like, oh, no, you usually do this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not proud of it. And I don't, my execution is not based on that, but I do have those thoughts. So I can see where that would happen. Eddie?
Man, It's hard because, like, growing up, my dad didn't do anything with the baby. Like, when my sister was born, like, I never saw him help at all. So when I was in that situation, I thought the same thing. She takes care of the baby. She does everything. I go to work and I come home and live my normal life. But it wasn't until my wife said, hey, step up. I'm not doing this by myself, where I realize, like, oh, okay. All right. She needs my help because she is exhausted. I think this caller needs to be really strict and strong when she tells her husband, like, I need help.
And it needs to be adult to adult, like you heard. Not, hey, the baby needs you because I'm this. It's like, you have to do this or we're going to fight.
Boom.
Because sometimes those have to happen. Even I need to be told sometimes. Mm-hmm. I don't do any telling, though. I'll be honest with you.
No,
I just need to be told. So,
and we're stupid. We're dumb.
Yes.
We need to be.
I'm kind of gathering that a little
step
bit.
By step.
Nothing against you guys.
No,
y'all are openly admitting.
No, have
it.
Something against us because I don't know and understand sometimes. And then, like, my wife got food poisoning last week, and so it was. I had to do 5, 4, 5, 6 hours at a time of just me and the baby, which I've never had to do by myself because she's always there. We're doing it together, or I'm a couple hours if she's gone. But I've never had to do all of that, right? Every bit of it. And I learned some things in that 4, 5, or 6 hours by myself because my wife is so sick. You're exhausted. It's like road trip exhausted.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so.
I get that feeling. Yeah, I was just curious because we never had, I mean, when I was married, our kids, we adopted them older. So we never had that baby phase of what it was like. And I was working the whole time too because they were in school. So I don't really know. And I guess I'm learning through y'all that it's kind of common.
Trenches.
And it's, I don't really like the word, which I guess this has to happen, but I don't like someone having to say to y'all, hey, will you cover me for a bit? Or, because mm-hmm. it's like, y'all are the parent too.
Yeah, but I need to know that because if that's what she usually does.
Okay.
I just think she's always going to do it because that's what she normally does every day.
Yeah.
And I don't even know sometimes what she does. So if she's like, hey, will you cover me here because of something she normally does? I'm like, got it. And I've said many times, I have never, ever, ever said no to any single thing. But sometimes I don't know what the things are.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you tell me, I don't know. So you have to tell me. You have to talk to me like I'm a kindergartner sometimes. So you have to talk to your husband like he's a...
It's an adult-to-adult conversation, but talk to him like he's a child.
Yep.
Got it.
You got to do this.
Yeah, it sounds like
I know
it.
You don't understand, and that's okay, but you got to do this for me, or it's not going to be good for you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
And then if he's not receptive to that, then I don't know. That's...
He probably had models, like Eddie said, that he didn't learn it.
Right.
I had no model, so I'm learning just straight up raw dog. Like, I don't know what's going on. Mm. So good luck. If you know what kind of guy he is, he's a good guy. He'll come around. All right, there you go. Close it up.
Yeah. Get your Bobby Bones on.
It's Bobby Bones. Talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip your sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. Break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull it right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh, baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. Baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your shit and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. I know you said this time you really weren't coming back again. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night.
Coming up on the Bobby Bones Show.
A situation happened and I might have been the jerk in the situation. I will tell you what happened. Everybody be honest with me. I can take it. That's next.
Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. This back-to-school season, support the Dollar General Literacy Foundation. Pick up a pair of yellow glasses for just $2 at participating Dollar General stores. 100% of proceeds help fund literacy programs nationwide. Stop by Dollar General today.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level. Through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post-Run High, and listen now.
Till death do us part, babe. Does that include the lust we missed
desperate for love, babe. It died too soon. Now there's a blank slate deflecting heartbreak. Like dust under a rug, you're up and gone and swept away. Standing in the rubble of a house we call a home. Dealing with the feeling of being all alone. Chewing on the gravel that you kicked up when you left. And now I'm staring.
A jerk. I'm not an aggressive driver, but here's the situation. So I'm in line ready to get off on the exit because there's a lot of cars in line and I'm in line and one of those cars gets in that's trying to cut in late last minute. So they pass the whole line and I've now worked myself up to the front 20% of the line and I see the car coming from way back. And it just does not merge. It's just waiting for its opportunity to get up close. And it tries to merge in front of me. And so it starts to go in and I speed up and make it swerve back out. And so it doesn't know if I saw it or not. So it starts to like try to go up again. I speed up. It slows down. Think it's going to get behind me. I slow down. I slow the whole car. I turned into that person. Because nothing irritates me more than a line cutter. Am I a jerk for... I also could have had a wreck or gotten shot. But when someone tries to merge in like that, that's so disrespectful. Am I a jerk?
I don't think you're a jerk. However, I always like to think, what if this person has something going on they need to get somewhere?
They
so
didn't.
I'm going to go ahead and
trust
let them
me.
In. You don't know that.
Ed should have left earlier.
You don't. Oh, my gosh.
Stop.
Guys,
stop.
There are times you're going to need a little grace and you might need to cut in.
Nah,
and
this
you're,
wasn't it. This person did not need
okay,
grace.
Okay, well, I'm not calling you a jerk. I just think
I can
you
look
should...
at him and say, see, no grace needed.
Okay.
You know what you are? You're a great driver.
Thank you.
This is what I needed. This is what I've been doing all along, guys. And you guys are like, oh, Eddie's a road rager. No. You're doing the better, what's good for traffic. People cutting, you know what that does? That messes traffic up. That slows traffic down. That line is there because of all the cutters that are doing that. You are actually helping traffic, Bobby. And I think that's amazing.
Oh, it's weird you said my name there. But
Good job.
I felt like there was such a sense of entitlement that you can just cut the line that we've all been in. And just go in the middle. So I needed justice to be served. And you know what? They missed the exit.
Good. So you never let them in? No.
Dude, and not only, because I slowed down so much, I slowed the whole line up, which
they
is kind of bad for traffic.
The exit. They missed the exit.
And then once it slowed down and there was a big gap in front of me, they tried to get in front. I nailed the gas to get up and keep them
out.
That's
so dirty.
No, that's good stuff.
Like, yeah, I mean, come on. Is it that big of a deal to let that one person in?
Was it fair for Bobby to wait in that long line, Amy?
Sure. No, I mean, look, it's just throwing someone a little bone. It's not going to impact you that much to let one
car
in.
It would have impacted me none except
for... Okay, the next time you're going to need in because you're
Bobby will never need in.
If I get that close up and realize that I have to merge, I just take the L and go, not going to do it. I'll just take a different exit and wrap around.
Wrap around will cost you
big time.
That's
I know.
Okay, Bobby.
Especially
left
here
early,
in Nashville,
though.
You can end up looping the whole city.
That's on me.
That's true.
That's on me. So I was in a little mood for sure. Almost got into an accident, but I kept and I hope that person learned a lesson. But am
Why
I?
Why did you feel like it's your job to teach them a lesson?
They happen to be cutting in front of me, and I hate a line cutter.
Somebody has to teach them the lesson.
You got to look for the big trucks because they're slow to move.
No, that's even
what you
worse.
Do. Exactly yes. what you do. You look for the big truck because there's always going to be a gap. There is no need to sit in that long line because there's always going to be someone kind of slow on the gas pedal. You slide right in.
Do you know why there's a gap in front of the big truck?
Yeah, because it takes them longer to accelerate.
Mm-hmm. No, to slow down, too. So they need a gap. So when the person in front of them slows down, they don't slam into them.
I mean, I had a CDL, so I mean.
You know about this.
Yeah. Okay.
Y'all just act like y'all are in charge of the road.
I love it, dude. You're a vigilante of the highway. I love it.
Are you
a
little sure bit you when they be like Eddie.
No, I don't. But a little bit whenever they miss their exit.
It's awesome.
It was. I had great pride.
What?
I had
Golly,
great pride in my heart. I felt
that's
like
so weird.
I needed an American flag to hold out the window. Like that's what it felt like. I needed to take and hold an American flag out and be like USA, USA. We don't do that around here. Trying to take advantage of people.
Maybe you are a jerk.
Whoa.
Maybe I am, because in this instance, I think I was.
Bones.
We're going to play Stella Lefty now. This is Boston.
On a train back to Boston, and we're jumping the gun, and I'm telling you, baby, this is the part I'd run, but I like it when you're nice, like it when you're nice to me. Well, there I was, swearing I would never fall in love. All my inhibitions walked out the second you said what's up. So here we go, I'm throwing up the things I used to know. I hate to admit it, but I guess I'm not better alone. On a train back to Boston, and we're jumping the this is the part where I'd run, but I like it when you're nice, like it when you're nice to me. I don't know where it's going, but don't want to go back, and usually I'd leave right at the thought of that, but I like it when you're nice, like it when you're nice to me. Waking up by your side, I see it when the you don't want me to leave. Never knew I would be this long for the ride. Last month you were just another someone, but now we're headed back to where you come from. On a train back to Boston, and we're jumping the gun, and I'm telling you, baby, this is the part where I'd run, but I like it when you're nice, like it when you're nice to me.
you not do anything. 2 in the morning, TV's on. I've never felt so far from home. I can hear the lonely howling out my window. The morning light can't come too soon. Bedroom ceiling, lying right beside a glass of wine. I wonder if you're tossing, turning, wishing you were kissing me, staring at our bedroom ceiling.
Kid made a cake. This kid really didn't make many cakes, but he made a cake and it sold for $15,000. I'll tell you why coming up in our segment called Tell Me Something Good.
Let's go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
What would you do with $1,000? Enter the 1K Happy Money Boost Sweepstakes for your chance to win. Happy Money helps people use money as a tool for happiness. Enter at bones.happymoney.com.
No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes starts March 1st, 2026 and ends August 31st, 2026. Must be a U.S. resident age 18 years or older to enter. Odds of winning depend on the total number of entries received. For official rules, entry periods, prize details, and how to enter without completing the survey, visit bones.happymoney.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Happy Money, Inc.
Audible has a massive collection of audiobooks and ad-free podcasts. They have A-list narrators, music scores, and sound design that bring each story to life. There are tons of exclusive titles from authors that you love and reimagine classics that are only on Audible. So go ahead and replace doom scrolling with listening. You might just discover something unexpected. Audible, stories that speak to you. New members can start listening with a 30-day free trial at audible.com/Bobby Bones.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level. Through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Sitting on the wall.
expecting girl to do. I got the bacon and no one to bring it home to. It's a drought out here, waiting on a storm. I think it's time for me to take the bull by the horns. Ain't nobody's tool up in my shed. Ain't nobody's boots under my bed. Ain't nobody's truck up in my drive for a late night call for a real good time. No new notches on my belt. And tired of keeping my hands to myself. 911, it's officially a cry for help. Up in my drive for a late night call for a real good time. Ain't nobody to roll in the hay. Ain't nobody but the chickens are getting laid. 911, it's officially a cry for help.
Put your listening ears on. Bobby Bones is on.
The Big 98.
Bobby asked Brett Eldridge what he would do if he ever won the lottery.
I would play like 5 shows a year. 2 of my regular shows, 2 Christmas shows, and then I would buy a rocket and go to space and play the first show on Mars.
Yeah.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
This old man and me were at the bar and we were having us some beers and swapping out on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace, all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. He said, I fought 2 wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or 2 about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like 2 old boys will do. We pondered life and death. He lit a cigarette, said, these damn things will kill me. People are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face. Front page obituary. He was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drive by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Nashville.
Bobby Bones
Show. They're hilarious. The Big 98. Bobby Bones. Kind of like an old John boat on some large mouth water. Kind of like that breeze that sweet home holler. I can't leave your loving alone. Where you are is where I belong. I hope I ain't coming on too strong. Just wanna hold you close, baby. Kinda looks like you do too. I just wanna make love wake up next to you. What it comes down to is I just wanna be by you. Love you when your messy blues slide to the middle. I'm stuck to you like glue. Like a pistol. Wanna find me, you ain't gotta look far. There's nothing that can pull us apart. I hope I ain't coming on too strong. Just wanna hold you close, baby. Kinda looks like you do too. I just wanna make love wake up next to you and no makeup, baby. Nothing beats that view. I guess what it comes down to is I just wanna be by you today and then why. If the sun or the moon's hanging up in the sky, to you and no makeup, baby. Nothing beats that view. I guess what it comes down to is I just wanna be by you.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Boy's 10 years old, and they have, do you guys ever have like a bake sale, I think is the general term, but we didn't have really a bake sale, but we would have like a cake off where you go and you like do the walk.
Cakewalk.
You know what the cakewalk is?
Yeah.
Where they play
sit
music?
The chairs in the circle.
Oh, yeah, musical chair.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, that was awesome.
Yeah.
You guys know what the cakewalk is?
Yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't musical chairs, but it was wherever you stopped, it was a number, and that's the cake you got.
That's right. Oh.
Yeah, so it wasn't like you pulled... Because old people would have gotten too hurt doing musical chairs for a cakewalk. But this 10-year-old kid in Maryland, he made a cake himself, and it was all for charity, and ended up selling for $15,000.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Who bought that?
It was mostly about them wanting to give the money to the charity.
Yeah. Okay.
More than so that the cake was worth $15,000. Like, that's the goodness of this story. But Herbie Martin IV made a lemon blueberry buttercream cake. Stayed up to 2 a.m. to finish it. He was the champion because he raised the most money. And